We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We started this tradition. You know, back in the day on Memorial Day, I would bring on a prominent national figure, military, Talk Memorial Day. I never forget David Petraeus. Remember that? I mean, this was at the height of Petraeus mania. And things happen, sadly, with General Petraeus, so I still occasionally see out there. But we also started a tradition with Rick Grimaldi, Attorney Grimaldi, talk show host fill-in, who somehow or another we morphed into talk about the Jersey Shore and bars of yore. What it was like to be a lifeguard, and this lifeguard event, think of a pub crawl on bikes for miles. But he's also a fashion guy. So this is a good time to talk about fashion faux pas, both at the beach and also in the workplace. I'm looking around here today. I don't see any committed. But talk radio standards of fashion are not exactly the highest core that you might expect. So let's go to Rick Grimaldi, who is at a golf course. I'm sure there must be a legal settlement he's working on. Some kind of job action there, right, Rick?
Of course, Tom. I'm always working. You know that. I'm like you.
I didn't know that, though. Are you playing golf?
I am actually playing golf. I have taken a break on the, on the 17th hole at what used to be the Wildwood Country Club. It's now called the Shore Club.
Frankly, Dom,
the break couldn't have come at a better time, given the way my game has been today.
So well, what's
I'm
your,
happy to talk to you.
Well, good. What's your handicap, Rick? What would you peg it at?
I'm in the high teens, low 20s, Dom.
That's not bad.
And it depends on the day.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
But I'll tell you what, we'll get you down. I know you're a very good golfer, so if you're going to be down here, let's get you out.
Now, look at Bill in there making a face, this guy, all right? My son is, and Rick, and I'm closing in on him, I'll say that. But that's a nice course, a tough course, too. I played it once. A priest
it's
got
a
me in.
Course.
It's a beautiful course.
Oh, well.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, we'll get you in.
All right, no, definitely this summer we'd like to do it.
That'll be fun.
Well, Rick, how do we start this with you? And I remember the first time I didn't have a voice. That may have been it. And you helped me through a show at Farley, something like that. And it was like wildfire, people wanting to talk about bars at the shore and all the things that go into that culture. It's got to be 8 to 10 years ago, something like that, we've done this.
Easily. Yeah, we've been doing this quite a while, and it's been fun. It always is fun.
Absolutely.
I enjoy this very much.
Now, when Steve Carnasco told me you were a former lifeguard, too, that added to the story, and you talked the last time we did this about this pub crawl where you started out at one end of Wildwood drinking to the other, which is impossible to do.
It is virtually impossible. 105 night, they called it, and we would start all the way up the north end at what was then the Red Garter. And, of course, knowing I was going to talk to you today, it got me thinking about all of those old places. And while pub crawl was fun, the 105 night was a blast. And we would, I think the record was 36. I never saw that. Which is a lot. Those bars, if you think about Wildwood in the day, and everybody thinks crazy, Wildwood was a real hub of entertainment. If you think of it, it was well before the casinos in Atlantic City. It was so really top-notch entertainment would come to Wildwood. They would come to the Stardust, the Garter, Cozy Morley's place, and you could go to Wildwood and see some really top-notch entertainment. I remember this is before my time, but Chubby Checker and real top-notch bar bands that ultimately ended up being, Bon Jovi, bands like that.
Mm-hmm.
Wildwood was a real entertainment hub back in the day before you would go to the casinos.
Yeah, many of them along Pacific Avenue. There was like a bars on each corner there that were notorious or, they did bring in big acts.
Yep, and it was, but and Pacific Avenue was always, always going. It was a bit like the Strip in Vegas, and it was always lit up all night long. People on the street, traffic, and you always felt safe. And frankly, and you were talking about the Wildwood Police, they always had their hands full, and boy, did they always do just a magnificent job keeping the crowds in control, because it was packed. And you can imagine back in the day when the drinking age was 18, and those yes. clubs were packed all hours of the night.
Oh God!
The Wildwood Police had their hands full.
Did you have a favorite? What was the best spot to meet women? Was there a bar in your view that you think was the best women, the best opportunity?
Well, in order to improve my own odds, I became a bartender. And,
okay.
And so for me, the best spot to meet women was always behind the bar, but it was the Fairview. Back in the day, people came to Fairview to dance, and the owner at the time, a guy by the name of Bobby Binns, and his theory was that if you got women in the bar, naturally guys would follow.
Exactly.
You know, we're done that way. And it worked. And he would pack that place. It was a great place to meet girls.
Was this back to, Rick, where the drinks for women were half price or something? The Fairview is number one in my view for anybody that calls in that I remember. It would be
yeah.
the Fairview, yeah. Were women half price?
Oh, yeah. He would run half price drinks for women. He would run 25-cent drinks.
Oh, God.
It was unbelievable the way he ran this beat the clock on Monday nights where drinks were 25 cents. He'd go up every hour on the hour. Until midnight when they went to full price. And there would be literally a line around the block to get in at 9 o'clock. And he was smart. He knew what to do. He knew not to sell a lot at that time and just work from there. But he would pack it, and it was fun.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And and he would run jam sessions. So people would come off the beach on a Saturday or a Sunday, 2 o'clock in the afternoon. He'd open the doors. He'd have a DJ, And you'd go from there. So for me, if I could have carried a little portable bar around with me in Wildwood all summer long, I'd have no problem meeting girls.
Absolutely. Now, the current day Rick Grimaldi, though, I love this phrase. I've saved it when we do the game of the week. It'll appear later, Rick. The Catholic Riviera, Stone
yes,
Harbor.
Sir.
Are you still in Stone Harbor, right?
I am still in Stone Harbor, and I am still on the Catholic Riviera. Where, frankly, by the way... I understand that you have a little dispute with Bill about wearing flip-flops down the shore.
Yes. Now, Rick, you are a fashion guy. When you were here in the mornings, even that early in the morning, it's hard to roll in and look like that. You get the whole thing going on. I once remember we did a remote. You came, you had the sweater draped over your shoulder or something, and it was a perfect orange or something. You have to weigh in on this. Are you wearing the flip-flop to the beach?
I am. I'm going to tell you
that's it. Let me tag in a producer here.
I'm in.
All right, why is that, Rick?
But I'm only certain kind. I'm not going to wear the 99-cent flip flops that you buy in the at the five and dime.
Okay.
At the beach store. But I'm going to I'm going to plug them. But they're called Rainbows. They're nice. They're a little higher end and acceptable for a place like Stone Harbor where they don't let you over the bridge if you don't have that sweater draped over your shoulders.
I agree.
Pull the flip-flops off as long as the rest of the outfit works. You can wear the flip-flops provided you have, I go a little wild. I got to be honest, in the summer, and I wear a lot of Vineyard Vines clothing with very bright colors, and I can pull the flip-flops off if I'm wearing that. As long as it's not sloppy, you're fine.
Now, what about cargo shorts?
No.
Thank you. It's like you're...
Not.
Yeah, you're MacGyver or something. You need tools in there and all. That's what it is,
right.
Yes.
Unless you're working on a house, you don't
need cargo shorts. I agree, though. Like, the flip-flops that are 99 cents, after just
walking Well, wait a minute, Bill.
For...
Let's go back to the cargo shorts.
I'm not going to address
nice
that.
Pivot, Bill.
What's that?
Yeah, nice pivot away. You got two for one fashion advice here.
Like, if you buy those 99-cent flip-flops, within 500 feet of walking around them, your feet are just sore. And I've actually taken them off. I was in desperate modes, and they like the material sticks to your foot, and your foot all of a sudden is black.
All right, too much on the flip flop. We got you on the cargo shorts. So, what's the name again that Rick Grimaldi endorses the flip flop?
They're called Rainbows.
Rainbows.
Yeah, they're very well made. They're leather. And they look great. They're not a rubberized flip flop. They're real nice flip flop. And you can wear those out at night
now,
and be acceptable in a place, even where it's a collared shirt required type place.
Rick, the other thing, Wall Street Journal says the new thing now, there's a tougher look. You wear these flip-flops that are tougher looking, leatherish, and you wear socks that are multicolored with them.
Yeah, no. Never.
No, there you go. That's
never, ever acceptable to wear socks with flip-flops or sandals.
Absolutely.
I'm sorry. Right.
So,
that's another one. And if you do that, as far as I'm concerned, you're banned from any of the barrier islands down here.
Absolutely right.
You can see it. So I just one more thing on those rubber flip flops. This is how bad I so back in, and every year I admit something that you like, right? We talked about the Speedo last year. So when I was behind the bar, if a young lady came in and she was wearing those rubber flip flops back in the day, I would say, let me see your shoe, and she would take off her flip flop. I would pour some tequila over it to sanitize it, and then I would bite big chunk out of it and give it back to her and say, here, go get a pair of real flip-flops.
Oh my God, that's a winner of winners. This is radio gold, Rick, from you. Wow. So
there are women walk out there today that I absolutely know are listening to you that go, I remember he bit my flip-flop.
Unbelievable. So you're a fan of the Speedo, which is just one of your imperfections. They're only minimal, but a fan of the Speedo.
They are minimal. Well, only back in the day. I wouldn't wear one necessarily now, but back when I was a lifeguard, yeah, that's what we did.
How did that feel? Now, let's drill down on that, Rick. Wearing the Speedo, I just can't imagine. Come on.
You had to, because back when I was a lifeguard, they were called blues, and they were heavier material.
Okay.
And so when it got really, really, when you had a rescue and they would get soaking wet, you had to take them off, and the only thing that would dry quickly, otherwise you'd sit up there all day in wet trunks, was the Speedo. So that's why we wore them, and it cut through the water a little easier. So I have an excuse.
Yeah, but women are not attracted to guys in Speedos. It's not an attractive look. No, not at all.
Not, and it paid you for a French Canadian immediately.
That's it, which are bad tippers too. On top of it,
terrible tippers.
Right.
They would come in and order a Budweiser and then leave me nothing.
Oh, boy, Rick. Great stuff. I love it each year. Now, when are you on next? This afternoon?
Actually, this afternoon, believe it or not, I'm going to be doing on Hannity's breaks this afternoon. I'll be down at Farley because Pete Scirocco will be there in Chickies and Pete's, and they'll be picking up the tolls again, of course, at 5 o'clock on the AC Expressway. And I'm going to do a little remote there, and I'll do some just some segments during Hannity's breaks this afternoon, so I'm excited about that.
Good stuff. Well, thanks for the great material you give us. And, yes, let's play golf. We'll play down there, then we'll play at my course, which is we won't name it. It can never be let out there because we'll just play right through.
I like it.
All right, Rick.
I love it. We'll do a home and away. It'll be fun.
All right, Rick. Enjoy, and we'll be listening this afternoon, Rick.
Enjoy the Memorial Day weekend.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.